Let somebody give God a loud shout. No. If you are enjoying Jesus, give him a loud shout. Give him a loud shout. Give him a loud shout. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You can recover yourself. The Lord bless you. Once again, I want to say congratulations to you. You are making history and you are part of history. This is the first convention for the women in the regional headquarters. And your name has been written in heaven as part of the women that made that history, that have blazed the trail, that have made a foundation, that have created a standard that other people will come and follow. Whether you believe it or not, there is a cloud of witnesses. They are watching. They are keeping notes. And so I want to congratulate you that God has given you the privilege to be part of that history-making women of Unity Modern Parish Regional Headquarters for the Day Christian Church of God Region 34. I also want to celebrate the grace of God upon the life of the convener, Pastor Mrs. Gloria Olumide, who happens to be my wife, and all the members of the committee, the head of the Women Fellowship, and all the leaders of the various zones that have dutifully gathered all the beautiful women that we are seeing here. The Lord God will reward you exceedingly in the mighty name of Jesus. Before I pray, because I will ask you, I will request that you ask God whatever you want to take from this convention. And I want to assure you that the God we serve is the one that answers prayers. I have catalogs of testimonies to show that God answers prayers. At least if God does not answer somebody's prayers, he answers my prayers. And I know he will answer your own prayers today in the mighty name of Jesus. How many of us have Android phones? You have Android. Just wave your hand. You have, okay, fine. How many of us are connected to the Facebook account of Unity Model Parish? Very few of us. Now, I want to give you an exercise. When you get home today, collect your husband's phone and tell him, I want to connect you to the Facebook account, IG account, YouTube account of my church. Tell your husband you missed. You should have seen me dancing today. Because while I was in Delta 7, I was following what you were doing when I was not preaching. I was part of Mami Adedeji's sermon and some of the other things. I was also looking forward to seeing my wife, but I didn't see her. So when I came in here and I didn't see her, I knew probably she was somewhere else. Do you know the heart of your husband would have been filled with joy when he sees what he's spending money upon, the person is laboring for? That's just the truth. One of my friends used to say that men, you go to work and gather money, and women spend the money. But you see, they spend it with joy. And the hearts of the husbands are with joy. I'm telling you, it's like how many of you will be sad seeing your child being decorated, hearing that your child is having his convocation and he needs a pair of suits or gown and certain things. I'll be very sad. I mean, you'll be very proud. I want to let you know, for every one of you shining here, whether your husband says it or not, he is very proud of you. When you are not there, and he says, come and see my wife. Come and see my wife. That's my wife. That's my wife. You see, they say, monkey no fine, a mother like I'm so. Yes. If your husband did not like you, He's not going to marry you in the first instance. I hope you know that he didn't force you on your husband. If they force you on your husband, wave your hand. I will pray that God himself will now bring you back and say, do you like her? Why have I said this? You're going to take a song. Because I want to believe God, the day you got married was a day of joy for you. Your courtship was a time and a season of joy. And the honeymoon, if you had one, was a time that you were treated like an angel by your husband. You know, there are some men that used to open doors for you when you get to the house. Some still do it in public. They open the door for their wives and they close the door for them. Just for the world to know. Some say for the daughters and the sons to know. But God caused those things to be. Today, God is going to cause a renewal in your life, in your marriage, in your home, in your destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, let God hear your amen. You see, don't take some things for granted. They can put Father's blessings there. I can delegate any other person to come and pray for you. I don't take lightly whatever I do. We are going to be praying. And I want you to take a song. If God had made you enjoy your marriage before, he will do it again. Because family committee cannot help you. No human being can help you. The hearts of the king, they are in the hands of God. And God turns it whithersoever he will. So I don't know. Maybe when you get home now, you are just managing. You will get home today and you will not just manage. You will enjoy your home from today as the Lord lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So you take this song twice and then you ask for 1 minute, something special, and then I will pray with you. I depend on you. I depend on you. You have helped me before. You will help me again. Then I rely on you. I rely on you. You have helped me before. You will help me again. If you don't know, it's a very simple song. I depend on you. I depend on you. Oh Lord, I depend on you. I depend on you. You have helped me in the past. You will help me again. You have helped me in the past. You will help me. I rely on you. I rely on you. I rely on you. Oh Lord, I rely on you. My God, I rely on you. Oh, you have helped me in the past. My God, you will help me again. You have helped me in the past. Oh, you will help me. I rely on you for the last time. Oh Lord, I rely on you. My God, I rely on you. Oh Lord God, I rely on you. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I rely on you. Oh, you have helped me in the past. Go ahead for the next 1 minute and ask God, in what areas do you need help? In what areas do you need urgent attention? In what area do you need divine intervention? What are the problems that are too big for you? What are the yokes that you want destroyed? What are the loads that is heavy on you and that is making you to shake, making you to fear? Oh, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Lipra de boshta la ginde gaba. Mareke poso torundi gaba kakakushte lihandi gaba kosto. Lord, you have never failed before. And you are not going to fail. Yes, 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 yes. Your daughters, your daughters, your daughters, your daughters. They are the ones that are here today. Jehovah, thank you for the heavens you have opened. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your compassion. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for the Lord Jesus' intercession on behalf of everyone here. We give you praise. 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 Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Begin to bring the prayer and your request to be closed. Believe in God that you are not going to ask anyone you are asking tonight, this afternoon. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, merciful God. Thank you, glorious God. Thank you, powerful God. Thank you, compassionate God. Thank you, ever living God. Thank you, omnipotent God. To you be glory. Blessed be your name. Let's bring our prayer to a close now. Thank you, Eternal Rock of Ages. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Eternal Rock of Ages, I want to thank you for this time. Thank you for your faithfulness. You are faithful to your words. You honor your words more than your name. You said you have not asked me up till now, but ask me now that your joy may be full. And so, Father in heaven, we have asked. Your daughters have asked. For a man, it would be a difficult thing. But for you, it's not a difficult thing. I thank you for the privilege you have given to me, Lord, to stand on this holy altar as your representative. I want to thank you, my Lord and my God, that you are honoring your word, that Jesus said that if two or more shall agree as touching anything here on earth, you will do it. And so, Lord, Almighty God, every righteous request, every request that will bring you glory, every request that will bring edification to your daughters that are here today, and those connected with us virtually, Lord, by the special privilege given to me, I stand this moment in agreement, Father in heaven, and I say to you, Lord, when you do it and the testimonies come, Lord, praises and thanksgiving and dancing await you. So let all come to fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the requests that are qualified, oh God, let them come to manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, before the sun of today we go down, before tomorrow's Thanksgiving, Father, let those things that have lingered for too long in the lives, in the bodies, in the homes of your deep daughters that are here, and those connected with us virtually, let them have solutions, become testimonies, and Lord God, let them give room for thanksgiving genuinely in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to bless your children in your name. They are your daughters, oh God, created to be helpmeet. And those of them that are married, that are not married, you have created them to be helpmeet for someone probably that they did not know or have not met. Adam had never met Eve before. But the day they met, there was a witness that he confessed before you. He said, "This is now the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called a woman." Father in heaven, all the sisters in Unity Model Parish, those that are here and those that are connected with us, that are believing you, Lord, that their day of dancing, of glory, of honor will come. Or their parents are here and believing you, Lord, that one day I will be mother of the bride and I will be dancing and I will rejoice and I will celebrate. Lord God Almighty, before this time next year, let that prayer have answers and that dream come to fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray therefore, my Lord, my God, these your daughters in their homes will be heard the voice and the shout of the bride and the groom in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless them, my Father, my God, that as you have made them help meet, they will never become reject to their husbands in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless them, my Lord, my God, that their heads will produce that which will make their husbands to have respect and make their children to have respect and regard for them, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Their hands will no longer be hands of borrowers, but the hands of your daughters that are here will be hands that lend to the needs of others, in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless the works of their hands, my Father, my God. Whatever they do, whether, Lord, they sell pepper, or, Lord, they sell anything, or whether they import and export, or whether they are in the academia, whether they are in politics, whether they are in governance, wherever they are, my Lord, my God, that which you have given to them for their hands to do, I bless those things. Lord, they shall be done legitimately and they shall prosper more than ever before. In the mighty name of Jesus, out of your hands will come wealth that will be able to sustain families and generations. In the mighty name of Jesus, if the wealth of any of you have been plundered, I command a recovery today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless you that God will not allow you to become alley widows, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if there be any widow present today or connected with us, the comfort and the carriage of God, the partnership that only the Lord Jesus Christ can provide, God, give it now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I bless your children that are here with long life. And I say, as this year is galloping to an end, if any one of your daughters here or those connected with us have been appointed to die, you are the ones that have power to redeem those that are appointed to die. I command today, as part of the blessings of God coming upon them, that no woman here will die, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, part of your blessings is that they will bring forth easily those that are pregnant here, the days of their delivery. I bless those days, and I say those days will become days of joy for every one of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless the wombs of those people that are believing you for the fruit of the womb. The Almighty God, as I speak now, releases his blessing upon such wombs, in the name of Jesus. I say, God makes those wombs the wombs of mothers of nations, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father in heaven, I pray for the women that are here. Lord, no matter the issues threatening their marriages, Jehovah, you are the righteous judge. We have had a lot of teachings and, Lord, a lot of admonitions. Where are the women here or those hearing us need correction? Who is the one that can imbibe correction or have correction for the Holy Spirit? Whichever area anyone here needs correction, take it, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, if there be any power, any coven, any altar erected against the peace, the health, the light, the joy of these your children, I pray here today, by reason of this convention of Harvest of Glory, that such altars, such agreements, such covens, such sentences, they get into fire and become ashes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that the tomorrows of all these your daughters will be greater than they are today, in the mighty name of Jesus. All the people that think they are so small, before the next convention, Father, they will look at themselves and they will say to themselves, "Na me be this. I know no say God will answer me so quickly." Father, let that testimony come from their lips, in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak the word by faith and the authority I have in Christ Jesus, that a lot of the women, they will look at themselves and say, "Oh Lord, is this me? And you have answered me, decorated me so gloriously." Let that be the testimonies, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in ministry, they occupy key roles in their families. If anyone had been dedicated to idols, and Lord, such have not had a clear cut, As I stand on this altar, I pray today, every connection between your daughter and any evil dedication, any idol, any shrine, any altar that is not the altar of the Lord, I command a severance in the name of Jesus. Every evil and negative inheritance, negative patterns that the enemy wants to pass across to you, whether from maternal side or paternal side, I command that they go up in flames today in the mighty name of Jesus. If any have been manifesting in your life up till now, I speak as the minister of the living God, I command that they cease in the name of the Almighty God, the Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, your inheritance is in Christ, and the inheritance that you give to your children is also in Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. God will take you from strength to strength. God will take you from victory to victory. You will never bow before your enemies. Your enemies will run from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Day unto day, we proclaim the glory of God in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And night unto night, we reveal the knowledge of the Lord unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not go to hell. You will make heaven in Jesus' name. Your husbands will make heaven in Jesus' name. Your children will make heaven in Jesus' name. And I pray here on earth, that which God has committed to your hands, you will do it joyfully, so that when you get to that heaven, your reward will be plenty in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I am asking once again, as your children go, I'm requesting the mark of ownership of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let it come upon these, your daughters, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because of the mark, you reprove kings for the sakes of your children. Lord, everyone that wants to raise any hand against this, your children, by reason of this mark, such are reproved in the mighty name of Jesus. As this year is coming to an end, you're going out, you're coming in, they are safe unto the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. You will have nothing, and your household will have nothing to do with kidnappers and robbers in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that want to feed on the blood of any member of your family, yourself inclusive, God disallows them, and they be fed with their own blood in the mighty name of Jesus. They will drink their blood like sweet wine and not your own blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, everlasting Father. I speak, Lord, that from today, the husbands of these, your children, those of them that are married, we begin to celebrate them in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jehovah, because they carry your mark, any strange woman that comes near their husband, Father, let your fire fall in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your fire fall against such in the mighty name of Jesus. All those ones that have enticed their husbands, that think they have finished the work over their husbands and their marriage, as I stand on this holy altar, I send the word of God. Every evil that anybody have done against the family of this, your children, I command such to backfire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. I lift up this request again unto you. Father in heaven, let them become testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to your name forever. Glory be to your name forever. I also pray for everyone that has supported this convention. Father, I pray, support their businesses in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, let them not know they ever took any money to sponsor this convention in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting God. In Jesus' most excellent name, we have prayed. If you are sure that prayer is having answer in your life, let God hear your amen. If you believe God that you are coming to testify, let God hear your louder amen. If you believe God has decorated you and the enemy cannot stop you, let him hear your loud hallelujah.